We're not doing the declarations out of fear or superstition. We're doing them because we believe that what out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, and we believe there's power of life in the tongue. And so we declare these things not to get into a place of superstition or religion, but just to declare God's goodness and to declare who He is. And so this morning I don't have a lot this morning. Honestly, I'm filling in at work, so I have to leave earlier. So if you've seen me dash out, it's because I start earlier. But what was really cool is Linda came up to me this morning, and she's like, I hear the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. And I had kind of forgotten that she had said and hard hearts would be softened. And I was like, okay, like, right, that's really cool. And usually it's like I let that person say what, you know, okay, speak it out. But then, like, seriously, when I grabbed that, like, in that moment in worship, I knew with everything in me that that word was for right there. And what was happening is it wasn't, like, literally blind eyes seeing. It wasn't literally deaf ears hearing, like, naturally. But I really believed with everything in me that in that moment, what we were breaking through and... And my desire as a leader is that everyone would be able to sense what is happening, right? And I believe that in that moment, that's what God was saying is, Nikki, the blind eyes that haven't been able to see me, that haven't been able to see what I'm doing in the spirit realm, or haven't been able to see deaf ears that haven't been able to hear me, that they were going to hear, and that and those that were not able to walk are going to be able to walk in the freedom and in those things. And it was so incredibly encouraging. And then when she took the mic and said about the hard-heartedness, it was like, oh yeah, they're going to be softened, like, and softened to His presence, softened to His move, softened to what He wants to do and where He wants to go, right? Come on. I was like, God, You are so good. And I'm not going to be the only one that senses His move in this body. We all are. We all are going to sense His move because that's what I'm desiring. And I know that the only reason I desire that is because the Father desires it. Right? He doesn't desire that people are on the outside looking in. His desire is for everyone to come in. To come into His presence, to come into being where He is, to encounter Him, to experience Him, to walk in His goodness. That's His heart. That's His heart. That's His desire. He's just so good. And I've shared this before, like, I used to be like, well, whatever, God, if nobody's going with me, I don't care, I'm going. And now I'm like, God, I want to take everybody with me. I want everybody to have it. I want everybody to experience it. I want everybody to sense and to know what is going on. And it may not look the same. It may not look the same. The way you encounter God and the way you experience God may not look the same as the way that I do, but I want an encounter. Well, that's for everyone else. Well, that's how He moves on everyone else, but not on me. And I don't want to settle for that. Because God's desire is to move on each and every one of us. That's His heart. So this morning, I just felt like he's giving me some... I believe I'm going to speak on Joseph and the dreamers and that, but I don't have it all yet. So I'm in Isaiah 43, and I just want to leave you with this encouragement this morning. Now God's message, the God who made you in the first place, Jacob, the one who got you started, Israel, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, and I felt like this whole morning was like God just clearing the path and clearing the way, and I'm in the message this morning, over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you'll not go down. And when you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. When you're caught between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Because I am God, your personal God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you. All of Egypt with rich Cush and Seba thrown in. That's how much you mean to me. So obviously that's a lot. I don't really know what that is, but it's a lot because God said so. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. Then I'm going to go down to the bottom of the chapter. He says, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert and be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert and rivers in the Badlands. Wild animals will say, thank you, the coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth, and drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom-made to praise me. So I really felt like this morning that's what God was doing is really on my heart just that he was moving the heaviness. He was removing the heaviness and he was clearing out, just clearing out the way. And so I want to leave you with this morning, just this scripture in Isaiah 43. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert and be present. I'm about to do something brand new. And Wednesday night when we were in worship, I felt like God was showing me that, he says you can't pour new wine into old wineskins. And sometimes we don't want to give up the old wineskins because they've become really comfortable. And they fit really nice. And they're just right, you know? And you get comfortable. That's the word. It was comfortable. And new wineskins are not comfortable. And we like our comfort. We like comfort. And I really felt like God is doing something new, and it was really amazing to me because he was telling me it doesn't mean that the old wasn't good or that the old was bad or that the old was whatever. It was like he was so incredibly, like, I could feel his heart. It was so incredibly like, oh, I loved the old. I did, and it was great, and there was nothing wrong with it, and it took nothing away. The new thing that God is doing isn't taking anything away from what he's done. It's just seasons, and it's just moving, and it's just flowing, right? It was so cool. It was like I could feel his heart, and like sometimes I think what keeps us from moving into the new is because, you know, we have this attachment to the old, and that's okay as long as the attachment doesn't keep us from moving into the new. We can honor the old and we can honor what happened in the move, and we can do all of that as long as we're willing to step into the new and not try to make the new fit into our old. Oh, come on, that'll preach. We can't make the new fit into something old because it wasn't created for something old. It was created for something new. Oh, he is doing something. He is doing some good stuff. It's all good because he's good. Even if it doesn't feel good. Even if it doesn't feel good. Change does not always feel good. I like my old things. I do. I have a hard time throwing old clothes away because they just fit just right. And it took me a long time to get them like that. You know? But good thing I have, you know, Nicole in my life who says that's got to go. And usually it takes me a couple months of her telling me that, and then I'm like, ugh. Now, I don't have any problem throwing Henny's old stuff away. It's true, and he'll tell you, and I deny it, but, all right. So, I can see when Henny needs to throw his stuff away, but I have a harder time seeing when I need to, right? Huh. There's something there, isn't there? That's why we need each other. That's why we need each other. Hey, you know what? That's kind of, maybe that's time. It's time. Maybe it's time. Let's move into something new. And we're all going to move together. We're all going to move together. I'm believing for that. I'm asking him for that. I'm believing for that. And I believe we're going to see that. And not just us, but who more. There, more. More. So, amen. So I'm just going to pray, and I'm going to pray over the food, and then I have to go. But you guys enjoy each other's fellowship and the food. And I just ask, God, that your people's hearts this morning would be so incredibly encouraged, and that they would just be lifted up. And I ask, God, that all throughout the day that you would just continue to speak to them, continue to show them the things, God, that you're doing, the new things, the things that you are doing and want to do. God, I ask that you would just pour out, continue to pour out of your goodness of who you are into each and every person here, God, into our families, into our friends. And God, I just ask that you just continue to saturate all of us. God, I ask that you bless the food, that you nourish it to our bodies. And God, I just ask that there would just be special, just a special fellowship around the table today as we meet and eat. God, I just ask that you bless it, bless the hands that prepared it. I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for your presence. And we will never, God, we will never sacrifice I just love your presence, God, and it's just so important to me, God, that we just encounter your presence every time that we get together. Every time. God, may this place be a place where your presence dwells and in its fullness. And I know that your presence is inside each and every one of us, but there's something about coming together and encountering you together and encountering your presence and being moved by you. We just thank you for your move. God, I thank you for the new thing that you are doing. I thank you for all of the things that you have done. God, I thank you for them. I am incredibly grateful. And God, we just honor the things that you have done. We thank you for their time and their season. And God, we thank you for a hope and a future. We thank you for the new thing. And God, show us where we need to allow you to move, where we need to maybe lay down some old wineskins so that we can hold and contain and retain and then pour out the new wine. We love you and we thank you. In your name, Jesus, amen.